This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Richard Benedetto, former White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at American University. He's also the author of Politicians Are People Too. We want to get his thoughts as President Obama gets set for his second primetime news conference and once again addresses some of his economic proposals, specifically the plan unveiled earlier this week to gobble up those toxic assets and hopefully unfreeze lines of credit. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
This is one of those topics that if you get too far into the minutia, people's eyes will kind of glaze over. So what do you think the president wants to communicate most of all tonight?
I think the president wants to communicate that he's on top of things, that he's in charge, that he knows what he's doing. And I think that, you know, increasingly people are critics are starting to wonder whether or not he really does know what he's doing. They seem to be sometimes flying by the seat of their pants, trying this, trying that, trying something else. He's got to try to exude confidence. He's got to try to exude the sense that he's in charge of it all and he knows where it's going.
How much patience do you suspect the public has? Obviously, a new president usually gets a bit of a honeymoon, not only with the press, but with the American people as well. And in terms of how long they're going to stand behind him as they watch the current status of the economy, what's your best guess on that?
Well, I think that he still has time, but I think the president feels that he has a lot of confidence building to continue to do all the time because people have been willing to give him benefit of the doubt. And he's got to keep showing that he's working on the problem. What he doesn't want to happen is to look like whatever he's trying is not working. And so far, there's not a lot of evidence that what he's trying is working. And he comes up with a plan a week, and people are starting to say, well, you know, aren't they thinking things out over there, or are they just trying to try something else? You get the sense that there's a little desperation out there, and he needs to calm that down.
Staying with the patience front for a second, obviously most of these proposals that he's talking about, whether it's a stimulus plan or this new plan to buy up some of the toxic assets and encourage private investors to do that as well, is the price tag. People are just looking at all these trillions of dollars, and that's a number that not that long ago seemed unfathomable to most people. Now, if you mention something in the billions, it seems like a bargain. So how much patience do people have when they see the deficits, which were already big, getting so much bigger?
They're starting to get nervous. There's no question about it. The general public is starting to get a little bit nervous about all this. They understand that you can't keep spending forever, and there's got to be some kind of either a halt, or there's got to be something where revenue starts to come in by the economy recovering. Obviously, that's when it's going to have to happen. But just keep spending and spending and spending. The public is getting nervous. There's no question about it.
And in terms of Obama's rhetoric on this so far, leading up to the stimulus package, he was basically saying, if we don't sign this, don't pass this into law, we're going to fall off a cliff, economically speaking. Now, at least to some extent, he's trying to inject rhetorical confidence. How believable is he at this point, do you think?
Well, I think there are people raising questions. How believable he is, I don't think he's lost credibility yet, but I think that there are people who are looking at him with a little bit more of a skeptical eye than they did in the past. There was a sense that he could do everything, and he's almost to blame for that because he made it sound like he could do everything, and now things are not happening quickly. Don't forget, it's only 8 weeks that he's been in office, but the fact is that with all of this spending and with all of this rhetoric and with all of this activity up on Capitol Hill, with all of his speech making, the public is getting a little fatigued.
Richard, as you mentioned, he's come under fire by a lot of people now for trying to do too much too soon. The political reality, of course, is that your best chance to get things done is in odd-numbered years because with midterms and eventually another presidential election, those years don't get much done policy-wise. In terms of the way people are perceiving his focusing on other issues as well, education, Guantanamo, healthcare, environment, all this stuff in addition to the economy, do most people like that or do they see it as too chaotic?
I don't know how the general public is perceiving that yet. What is very interesting is that President Obama has mainly talked about domestic issues himself directly, and he's left the talking about foreign policy issues to others in the administration for the most part. He's done some talking directly about the foreign policy issues like Afghanistan, but he has not been out front on the foreign policy issues like he has been on the domestic policy issues. I think that's calculated. I think he knows that he has to be addressing the domestic issues, and he knows, too, that you don't get very many points for foreign policy. You just don't.
Last 60 Seconds with Richard Benedetto. And Richard, obviously we live in a 24/7 news cycle, and anytime the president does just about anything, that's going to get coverage. But Obama's been on The Tonight Show recently. He was on 60 Minutes. It seems like he has multiple public events a day. Does he run the risk of being overexposed at this point?
Yes, you do. You run the risk of being overexposed, especially if things are not happening in your favor. People start to say, uh-oh, there he is again. But the thing is that I think that that's calculated, too. One, he wants to project to the public that he's working on the problems. And he also wants to project an image that he's a regular guy. He also wants to project the image that he cares about the needs of people. And he also wants to keep the press corps busy. By keeping the press corps busy covering his events every day, it cuts down their ability to analyze and scrutinize and possibly criticize. It's harder to do that because you just keep, and especially in this era where you have the Internet cutting into the revenues of traditional news organizations, which have been the watchdogs, so to speak. Fewer watchdogs, more to do, more to cover, and a president is keeping their hands full, combines to control the message and make it hard to really scrutinize what the president's doing.
Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, glad to be with you, Greg.
Richard Benedetto, former White House correspondent for USA Today. He's now teaching politics and journalism at American University here in Washington, and he's the author of Politicians Are People Too. This is Dateline Washington.